Blog Talk Radio.
Late. I woke up kind of on time. But I'm going to tell y'all something, man. Whether I wake up on time or not, I realize that I take a lot of time in the bathroom. I be having stuff to do. Like, if I get up at 11 o'clock and the show is at 1, I'm actually good. But I realize more and more that I need that 2 hours. I'm not like your average man. In the bathroom, I don't do a whole lot of primping, but it takes a while to shake this beard up, the beard and the mustache. It does. It takes a while. You got to get the clippers. You know, my personal routine is first I got to take the trimmers and I got to line myself up. So I got to line it here. Whether you think this is a good line or not, I'm trying to get this side to come up more, you know, sort of be wider, but this side cooperates with clippers way better than this side historically, so I don't know. So I'm trying to get this to come back up. So there's an invisible line here. If I wanted to really be sharp, I would just took it down to like maybe here, but I don't really like the way that looks. Okay. Anyway, so I got to do that. After I finish with the clippers, then I do it with the razor to make sure that it's sharpie sharp. This happens every other day, and this just happened to be the day that it was time for me to do it. Then I got to, you know, trim it down because I'm not like the other Philly beard wearing cats. I'm my shit is never going to be out here or down here and all that kind of stuff. My hair don't act right when it's more than a half an inch. I don't even think it's that. When it's more like a, when it's more than a centimeter or two above my face, my hair, you know, it goes, it start going, you know, some, it look like, it looked to y'all like it lays like that, but that's only because it's low. If I started letting it grow, that shit would be like, do its own thing. So I got to do that. I brush my teeth for a long time. I take baths instead of showers. It would be taking a while. I'll be looking at the clock like, So it took me a while. That's why I'm late. But we're here, and we're going to have this talk, and everything is going to be all right. So we're talking about when your daughter and your woman are around the same age. What y'all know about that? What do y'all know? When your daughter and your woman are around the same age, when your man and your son are around the same age, it's a little harder for a woman to pull that off. I'm going to dare to say, watch me now, I'm going to dare to say that women seem to be a little bit more respectful of their sons than to date someone that is very close to their age. I'm not saying that there aren't exceptions to that rule, because there are. But on the whole, it seems like women are a little bit more sensitive about dating younger men than men seem to be about dating younger women. And another thing about it is, it seems like men who date young have always dated young. So at every age of their lives, they have dated young. For example, when they may have been around 20 years old, they may have had no problem dating somebody that was around 15 or 14 years old, sneaking around. If they didn't date that young at that age, they probably wanted to. You know, they had their eyes on the sparrow. Maybe when they were 30, they were driving by the high schools just waiting for that graduation. As soon as I see caps and gowns, I'm down. When I see those caps and gowns, I'm down. See those caps and gowns, I'm down. See those caps and gowns coming around. You know that I'm going to go out like a clown. But all I know is I'm 31 and she's 18 and 19. And I'm going to make sure that I get up on this thing. I'm going to be all up on the thing. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you might say it's wrong, but she's a grown woman. And all along, I've been watching her 4545. And you know that it's live. Now, see, I don't know. Like, if you've ever had, like, a goddaughter or something like that, when you raise or when you help raise children grow up, I don't know how you can date them. I don't know. I'm trying not to be too judgmental on this show, but my opinions about this whole thing is strong, and they always have been. And that's not to say that I've never dated anybody that was significantly younger than me. I can't say that I haven't. I can say that I didn't keep doing it, and I can say that I had to weigh the situation out. Yeah. I had to weigh the situation out, and it didn't. You know, there could be situations, there could be factors that govern this whole thing. Like, for example, let's say you're 25 and you got your eye on a 17-year-old. Now that's a 8-year difference, right? Well, what if the 17-year-old already has a 2-year-old daughter or son? Or maybe even has 2 children already. And I don't know about y'all, but yes, I've known girls that were 17 and already had 2 children. One when she was 14, one when she was 16. I've just known this time. So the 25-year-old is looking at like, well, yeah, she's younger than me, but he might not have no kids yet. So she already got a one-piece or a two-piece So although her age doesn't dictate her maturity or her experience or her years, she's already mother. She already got the mother package. She already has the full adult package. She has to do the job that a full grown adult or many full grown adults don't have to do yet. They're not in that space yet. So there's a few things that you have to look at when it comes to this. Not saying that exonerates them. Not saying that excuses anybody. Not saying that is right. But there are circumstances that, yeah, no. Queen Monica and T. Carrie Wright. Queen Monica says, sound is choppy for me. You know what? Well, sometimes when I watch the playback of these shows, sometimes I see that in the beginning of the show, it might be a little choppy, a little crazy. And then after you watch for a while, it starts to clear up and everything like that. Now, y'all used to tell me when something wasn't right. But I guess we just rocking with it now. We just rocking. We good. We good. Levels is good. Levels is good. Levels is good. But what do y'all think? Do y'all think that women, older women who date younger men are more unlikely to date younger men that are around their sons' ages? Or from what you know, what you've seen, or what you've done, is it pretty much the same? Is it pretty much the same? What do y'all think? And there aren't any right or wrong answers. Y'all going to talk about people that y'all know. I'm going to talk about people that I know. And, you know, we can't be wrong or right about that. As long as we're not talking about the way that they feel about it, we can talk about what we've observed. So I ain't going to get on you. You know, your opinion and your insight is valid with me. But I think that is an interesting phenomenon that we probably have to take a strong look at. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Barbara Hill, Cissé is in the house. Bobby Cissé, what's going on, B? How you feeling? Good to see me some of you. I don't know if you heard the question initially, but you probably did because I know you be in the background like, wait a minute. I'm busy right now. I ain't got nothing. Oh, wait, whoa. I think I need to speak on that. Whoa. Let me come up out of these shadows. I ain't going to be looking through the peephole. So, yeah. Well, you know, from what I've seen, the women that I know who dated younger men, they normally didn't date younger men that were as young as their sons. But the men that I know, they don't care. They 50. They will date a 27-year-old, a 25-year-old, a 23-year-old, like, and their daughter will be right around the same age. They might be a year or two years apart. I've actually seen it where the daughter was actually older than their girl. I'm like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Now, what I haven't seen is where the daughter may not feel any way about it. Normally, you know, women are very vocal about their son. I mean, their dad. You know how, like, even if you're protective over your father, like, I don't care what he's done. I don't care how many kids he got. I don't care what he did to my mom. I don't care what he did to his other baby moms. I don't care about his other 17 children. It don't matter. That's my dad, and I'm not going to let no little young girl take advantage of him. Have y'all heard it? I have heard that. Trying to make sure that the old head don't get taken advantage of by the young girl. He ain't old like that. He in his 50s. He in his 60s. He ain't senile. He doesn't suffer from dementia. He ain't getting no SSI check. He might not even be getting a pension check. He ain't retired. This nigga might still go to work every day. But he playing young. He in the playground. He's in the playground. Okay. You said you ain't here, B. That's what's up. Okay. Well, you heard it now. You heard it now. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of daughters are very protective of their fathers. Like, I don't care what nobody say, my dad, you know, I've seen it where, you know, daughters don't think that their dad can do any wrong. Any woman that is close to their dad or gets close to their dad is just trying to take advantage of their dad. Don't let that be. Don't let it be his youngest daughter or his only daughter or some shit like that. You know how that go. She ain't trying to hear nothing. So, you know, it's a tight situation. It really is. It's a tight situation when we're talking about this when your daughter and your woman are around the same age. This is not an easy thing. This ain't easy, baby. It ain't easy. But I want to talk about some things when it comes to this. I want to talk about some things. Like, for example, a lot of people will just look at this situation and say, well, you know, you need to mind your business. You ain't got nothing to do with this. If two consenting grown adults want to date each other, one is older, one is younger, that's on them. What does that have to do with you? As long as they're not committing any crimes, as long as there's no sexual assault, as long as there's no pedophilia. I've always wondered if pedophilia is off the table. Is it all the way off the table? It's just because somebody is over 18 or 21. You know what? I'm not even going to mess with 18, 19, or 20. Is somebody, in your opinion, an adult because they are 21 and over? Is somebody who is over 21 an adult, in your opinion? We were all 21 before. Did you feel like an adult at the time? Did you pick and choose whether you were an adult at the time? Like, were you an adult when you wanted to do whatever you wanted to do, but not such an adult when it was time for you to take responsibility for whatever you needed to do or whatever you had done? You know, when it comes to your own children, if you have children 21 or over, do you make excuses for them for only being 21, 22, 23, 24, whatever? You know, when somebody is coming at them, are they just your babies? But when they do something, you know, or should I say, when something benefits them, are they adults? But when it's time to take accountability, they're just kids? Well, with people who date young, sometimes it's the same thing. You know, I've known dudes. I remember when I was working at, I ain't gonna give out no names, but when I was working at a certain prestigious university in the Philadelphia area. Now, I'm going to be talking. I've worked at three. So y'all don't know exactly what I'm talking about. But there was this particular bum-ass nigga who was talking about his daughter, 25, but to him, she was a kid. And I was like, she's a kid at 25? He said, yeah, to me, she's a kid. Now, mind you, The reason that he was saying that she was a kid is because I was a manager at the time, and I was about to issue a discipline to somebody who was about 25, somewhere around 25, 27 years old. So he was saying, you know, she's just a kid. Because the girl was real, she was very disrespectful. She ain't act like she wanted a job. So when you don't act like you want your job, I don't act like you want it either. She was getting that write up. So, you know, he was saying, like, I consider somebody to be 25 to be a kid. And I said, really? I said, okay. I said, well, if you've raised them right and you've raised them to have experiences and you've raised them to be responsible and you've raised them to do for themselves or they may even have children of their own at 25 years old or whatever, you know, if you've done all of the work that you were supposed to do, how do you look at them as being children? They're your children, of course. But how do you look at them as being a child? Now, I realize he was probably just trying to get me to give sympathy to this person that I was writing up, but it was significant because he dated young. This same dude told me that he would basically mess with any of the chicks that worked at the job. I told him I wouldn't mess with none of them. He said, yeah, well, I'm trying to get all of them. And that was including her, that 27-year-old. That 27-year-old that he was trying to save from me. You know, I was about to, you know, I was just that old head that was trying to give him that horrible write-up. I was 48 at the time. He was 45. You like that? He was 45. I was 48. I wasn't his old head. So, I'm thinking like, so, you'll get between the legs of a 27-year-old, but you got a 25-year-old daughter? Oh. Nigga, you're trifling. That's my word. You are mad trife. But it happens. And so this is what we was working with. I hadn't thought about that situation in a while, but y'all know how these shows go. Y'all be triggering my memory or making me trigger my own, whatever the case may be. So you know, a lot of men will take a chance on trying to get a hit it and quit it. But how many men do we know have gotten caught up in the hit it and quit it? Listen, we're talking about when your daughter and your woman are around the same age. How do you justify it? When your daughter and your woman are around the same age, how does it make all parties that are involved, how does it make you feel? And I asked y'all just a few minutes ago about whether everybody should just mind their business. Is this the business of the community? And I have to ask that because although somebody that you're dating may be of age, over 21, 25, you may have had your eyes on them since the eighth grade. Their eighth grade, not yours, nigga. You may have just been watching and waiting. Don't nobody know what you've been thinking. But that's what I'm saying. Like, men that have daughters, men that have had goddaughters and all of that kind of stuff. How do we know that these men aren't looking to date their goddaughters? How do we know? There's no blood there. Or maybe if you wouldn't date your goddaughter, how do we know that you wouldn't date somebody like right around her age or one of her friends or somebody that she's connected to? You know, one thing about this social media thing, the world starts getting way smaller. The world starts getting very, very small on social media, so you don't know who knows who. Sometimes until it's too late. So, you just don't know what the motivation of some of these men are. So in that regard, how can we say that it's just their business if that's what they want to do? Because this has the ability to affect the rest of the neighborhood, of the community, of society as a whole. There may be secret, perverted, or sexually illicit thought patterns going on that will eventually play out in real life. Y'all know how it go. The mind manifested. No, you might not hear. You might not hear a lot of men say, I always wanted a young girl. But you sure might see it play out. Mia Cunningham, thanks for coming on through. It's Stacey White. A good to see me some you. Mia says, I was a mom by 21 and had my own place and responsibility, so I felt like an adult. Now I don't feel like anything under 25 is grown. You see, and it's easy to have that double standard when you've lived that life. But one of the reasons that I understand what you're talking about, Mia, is because you know how it is. When you look at your life at that time, you look at the world around you that you're living in at that time. So by the time you have children and they get to around that age that you're speaking about, you have seen so many changes, so much evolution, so many differences in what was going on when you were that age and where they are right now. So although you may have been through way more than your children are going through or have gone through, you look at it like, yeah, but I was strong at the time. I was blessed at the time. I had support at the time. Things were different at the time. You don't look at that as being the way that it is now. Sometimes you might be right about it. Sometimes you might be wrong about it. It doesn't matter. You know, in your heart of hearts, you may feel like, I felt like I was an adult at the time just because I had to be an adult at the time. But you might think about it like, I ain't have no business being no adult at the time. I was really biting off way more than I could chew, but I had to eat it. It was sink or swim. It was fight or flight. It was live or die. I had babies. I had to put them on my back. Well, I mean, what was I going to do? At the time you was 21, I'm sure that there was somebody that was 40, 42, which would have been double your age, or somebody in their 50s that was looking at you because they had been through what you had been through, and they looking at it like, I don't know how you doing it, because it was different when they were doing it. They may feel like it was safer when they were doing it than when you were doing it. You know, so every era looks, everybody in each era looks at the era that comes after them differently. Like these, it ain't safe now. Y'all know how we talk like right now about this era, these youth. We like, man, y'all, it's messed up out there. In the 80s, as bad as it was in the 80s, we ain't never have to run around with bulletproof vests. Y'all need that shit. Y'all crazy. Y'all don't even know how to fight. You know, stuff like that. Mia also says, being 25 is no excuse for bad behavior or excuse for not knowing right or wrong. I agree with that, and I disagree with that, because I think that what you have been shown to be right or wrong in your life has so many variations. I've known people who were raised to think that stealing was right. I've known people who grew up being taught directly that selling drugs was the right thing to do. Not just the good thing to do, not just the thing to do to get out or get away or get something, but the right thing to do. Ain't nothing wrong with selling no drugs. Mm-hmm. And everything that came along with it was okay too. So the drug selling was okay. The drug using was okay. The prostitution for the drugs was okay. The violence associated with the drugs was okay. I've known people who were told that, shown that. So their right and wrong and your right and wrong don't exactly. Hopefully y'all don't cross paths. But anyway, keeping a step with this topic, when we talk about when your daughter and your woman are around the same age, what are we talking about? No, I mean, really, what are we talking about? This ain't no easy fix. Regardless of what our opinions on it are, it's not something that we can just sweep under the rug. We're not talking about whether you like hip-hop music or rock music, classical, jazz, contemporary. We're not talking about that. We're talking about things that can have an impact on our community. Things that have an impact on what children who are witnessing these kinds of things think is right or wrong, good or bad. Good decisions, bad decisions. Now, from a man's point of view, I know for a fact that a lot of older men who date younger women because, number one, I'm just going to keep it a buck, they really don't have a mature enough mentality to deal with women their own age. Just keeping it a stack. I'm not saying that they're not smart, because they might be smart, but there's a difference between smart and being mature. There's a difference between being smart and intelligent, if you really want to get into it. But there's definitely a difference between being mature and being smart or intelligent. So the older men that I've known that mess around with young girls, they do so because it's easier for them to keep chasing their youth, because that's where they left the best part of themselves. The best part of themselves was left at 22, 23 years old. They never really adjusted to middle age and the responsibilities that go along with that. So they know all of the young people's slang. They listen to the same music. But forget about that, because hip-hop music, whatever, the slang, you know, even a teacher in school can do that, right? Yeah, they can easily. Even if you're like a 60-year-old teacher, you can still do that because you're exposed to it. But when we start talking about the decision-making ability of young people versus older people, middle age versus somebody that's in their young 20s, anywhere in your 20s. Now we start having to ask some questions, because it's like, wait a minute. You know damn well. Okay, for example, when I was 23, 22, 23, 25, you know, like if I went to your store and I felt like you jerked me with a product, and let's say you didn't want to give me my money back. Let's say on the receipt it said no cash refunds, only exchanges. At 21, 22, 23 years old, it made sense to me that if you didn't give me my money back, I'd bust out your store window or damage something, you know, do some kind of vandalism on your property. That made sense to me. Oh, since you shitted on me, I'm going to shit right back on you. You sold me a VCR for $300, and this VCR ain't worked, So now I'm going to take out at least $300 damage on your property. That made sense to me. That makes sense to 20-something-year-olds. The things that don't make any sense make sense to younger people. So how are you in your 30s, in your 40s, in your 50s, in your 60s? How does that make sense to you? You know damn well that as a 40-something-year-old or a 50-something-year-old, you look at a 23-year-old or somebody who would do something like that, and you're thinking like, you mess around to get shot, young blood. You mess around to get shot over $300. Justifiably shot. And you know store owners don't store owners only shoot to kill. They don't shoot the I ain't never heard of no store owner only shooting somebody in the shoulder or in the leg or in the ass. They take them out. Store owner shoots and kills armed suspect or blah 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 blah. We hear about it all the time. So we're old enough to be past that type of thinking because it's reckless, stupid. By the time we get in our 40s and 50s, we should have learned better to talk it out, reason, get it worked out. Doesn't have to come to violence. 20-something-year-olds aren't thinking like that. I'm not saying that none of them do, but we understand that they don't understand yet. We understand that they don't have any problems with putting their freedom or their health in jeopardy. Even if you are a 40, 50-something-year-old that smokes weed or gets high or something like that, you ain't going to get high like a 20-something-year-old. They getting high. They are experimenting with drugs. You smoking weed. You ain't trying to get the high that they're trying to get. You pass all of that. You might be in rehab status. Queen Monica says, isn't that what Jada Pinkett Smith did? What she do? What she do? I'm not sure. I don't know if I know that story. This is why I can't really relate to, you know, men around my age or older who date younger women. Oh, Mia says, messing with that young singer. Entanglement. Yeah. Well, what I was saying in the beginning of the show was, I think that there are different reasons that older women date younger men than the reasons that older men date younger women. Now, y'all are the women in the chat, so y'all can correct me anytime y'all feel like it, because y'all would know better than I do. But from my observance, the women that date younger men, first of all, one of the biggest differences that I've noticed about women who date younger men than men who date younger women is that the men who have dated younger women or who date younger women have always been interested in dating younger women, whether they expressed it, did it, or not. Some older women that I know have gotten kind of caught up, but they haven't had a long history of dating younger men. Some have. But from what I've seen, not on the level that I've seen older men do it. Like the men that I know who date younger, significantly younger women have done that at every age. like when they was 15, they might have been messing around with somebody who was 11 or 12, some old crazy shit. At every age, they was going behind themselves. They was hardly ever keeping up. With women, it doesn't always be that way. Now, a lot of women that I know who call themselves cougars or whatever, whatever, you know, as ridiculous and immature as they sound sometimes, a lot of times, almost all of them, they be talking about it on a physical level a lot. You know, I've heard them complain that men around their own age can't get it up, can't keep it up, can't last when they do it, you know. So, you know, the middle-aged or older women that I know are talking about getting these young dudes because, you know, the women are in their sexual prime. These are the reasons that I've heard recently. What up, my brother Ansel Jones? What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Yeah. They said, you know, I need a man who can keep up with me because ever since menopause, ever since the change, ever since, you know, I be wanting to do it all the time, and I need these men. I need a young stallion that can keep it up and that can, you know what I mean? And I'm like, honestly, I wasn't buying it. I also couldn't say that it was out of the realm of possibility. A lot of dudes, I'm 52. A lot of dudes that I know in my age frame, if they've smoked and drank all of their lives, it has affected their libido. Dick ain't getting hard like it used to. And God forbid it wasn't getting all that hard back in the day either. And that's the interesting thing I think about when it comes to these cougars, these older women that are dating these young guys. I'm like, I distinctly remember girls around my age, teenagers, 20s and all of that, complaining that the dudes then was two-minute brothers, you know, small and all that kind of shit. So I'm like, well, where did all of this young man stamina come from and all of this ability? I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. But one thing I will give the ladies is that at least they are being honest about the physical nature of it. One thing they're not trying to say is that, oh, yeah, these young boys, they're just as mature as me. That's what the men be trying to say. Oh, no, this ain't no regular young girl. You know, she's young, mature, she's educated, she got it going on. That's what they be trying to say about these young chicks. And you see the young chicks that they messing with, and you be like, oh, word? That's your mature little. That's your mature. You know in your heart of hearts, he like her because he want them young type bodies. He's more than likely turned off by women his own age because they have higher expectations and, you know, shit ain't sitting up the way it used to. In his mind. So he's left the best part of himself back in the 20s, and that's where he's going back to get something. The women, they straight up and down told you, like, no, this nigga ain't mature. But the women that I know that date younger men, they have control issues anyway. So they want a young nigga that they can control. So, yeah, I'll buy him a pair of Jordans and a PlayStation 5. And he'll do whatever I tell him to do. Unless he want his clothes, you know, sitting out on the porch or out on the front yard, you know, or in front of the building, you know, when he come home. Men be trying to play it off like, no, you know. You know, she mature. She got it going on. You know what I mean? You know. Stacey White says, I do not want no young man. I've been there. Don't want to do it again. And so Joe says, what age you consider older women? I'm talking about women that might be in their 40s or 50s that are dating men in their like 20s. But honestly, even if it's just a 10-year age difference with a man and a woman, if a woman is 10 years older than a man, that's a big difference. It is. Because that maturity level ain't the same. You know that women already mature faster than men. So she's going to be light years ahead of him in maturity if she's 42 and he's 28, 30, 32. Women pull away way farther and faster than men who date younger women. And that's why older women be fed up with their young cubs all the damn time. They do. But they know what they're working with. He can't keep up with that. He can't do it. A shout out to these young boys that be trying to take care of their old head. But yeah, you know, because I work. She ain't got to work. Well, what the fuck is you talking about? I mean, you can't take care of her. You ain't ready. I don't care if you got a six-figure job. You ain't ready to take care of her. You don't know what that means. This is bigger than money. Get your Jordan, homie. It's part of the prize. Get your Jordans, your Timberlands. Make her buy you a new polo hoodie or something. A Gucci belt. Something. It's part of the package. You ain't got no business trying to take care of your mom. Let your mom take care of you. Trust me. She going to belittle you in the end. Pardon me for saying that. I'm only serious, though. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I'm your host, Sun752, and we are talking about when your daughter and your woman are around the same age, what you know. Barbara Hill CC says, I agree. Some men date younger women out of habit, and some women do it as a liberation outside of a relationship or because the options their age aren't what they think they need. That's what they say. Now, I'm not saying that I agree with it, but that is what they say. That's where they're going with it. That's what they're saying there. Barbara also says, I don't date younger men and have always dated older men. The greater the age gap, the longer the relationship I've had. 6 to 8 year gap. 6 to 8 year gap. And we can work with that. When you start getting in the double digits and people be acting like it don't mean nothing, I'd be like, Soon as people say age ain't nothing but a number, I'd be like, okay. That's when you know that age is really a maturity. When you try to justify it by saying it ain't nothing but a number. Because if I babysat you or if we've never been in school at the same time, in other words, even when you were in first grade, I wasn't in school. I was already in my first year of college. Like, you got to take a look at that. Like, because that's a straight generation gap. We have never been in school at the same time, and you think that there are no differences between you and I? How you figure? How you figure? My 70s babies. Let me talk to y'all for a minute. Y'all know when we grew up, the music that our parents was listening to was like the Temptations, Four Tops, you know, the Supremes, Curtis Mayfield, Sly and Family Stone, Al Green, and all that kind of, you know, Johnny Taylor, Marvin Gaye, a lot of the Motown stuff. Even though those artists were still making music in our era, they were not in our era. They were left over from the era before. So that started to manifest itself when we got, you know, when we was in our 20s or 30s or whatever, and people who were younger than us, teenagers and stuff, they was like, yeah, you know, back in your day, it was like the Four Tops and you know, and like the Temptations. We like, that wasn't my era. They was like, yes, it was. We like, no, it wasn't. It wasn't. We didn't really know that it wasn't when we was babies, because that's what our parents was listening to. But as we got older, we realized, like, no, that wasn't our era. That wasn't our music. It was good music, and it still is. But that wasn't ours. They're not our generation. They weren't our peers. They were already our mothers and our fathers. We didn't know. You know, you look at the What's Going On album by Marvin Gaye, you know, with his little scully cap on and that raggedy beard he had and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, y'all was old as shit. Hip-hop is our music. We literally invented that. Literally. We literally put that on the map. The people who were singing those songs and making those records were literally our age. Literally. The Motown era is not our era. The hip-hop era is our era. Now, these millennials, Generation Z, they're still feeding off of our creation, which is hip-hop. But it makes sense to me why they created their own type of hip-hop, because they need that. They need the trap music. They need the mumble rap or whatever. That's theirs. They need something of their own. That's why I don't mess with it. Listen, that's y'all baby. Just understand that we, with y'all baby, we are the mothers and fathers of y'all babies. We letting y'all rock. But there's a definite generation gap. No way around it. Mia says, I'm not taking a younger man seriously. I understand. Stacey White says, in my book, is a blessing when you could get somebody on the same age and you both are almost on the same level. I could dig it. Barbara Hill CC says, I tried talking to someone 6 years younger and he kept calling me B and Juicy Booty. I hated it and told him, and he continued to. I wasn't ready. See what he says? I'm not trying to laugh today. And so says, auntie male friends try to be cool with the kids. He also says 90s hip hop and 70s samples. So when I heard my mom playing her music, I knew the hooks. I could dig it. OJ's treat her like a lady. Yeah. Like, yeah, the OJ's, all that Philadelphia International stuff. I mean, when we was kids when that stuff came out. So we were born, but it's really not our era. Because we wasn't doing that. We, you know, we were being fed that. It's our era when we started doing the feeding. That's hip-hop and 80s R&B. I mean, it ain't hard. It ain't hard to understand. It ain't hard to understand. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We're talking about when your daughter and your woman are around the same age. What are we doing out here? What are we doing out here? What are we doing? So I don't know how you can date someone around your own children's age and be good with that. I don't know. I guess with a lot of things, I feel like as hip as I've always thought I was, I can be a real stick in the mud when it comes to a lot of things. Because, I don't know, I was just raised with certain principles. And that's not to say that people in my family didn't date, you know, younger people. It's not to say that at all. But that's on them. I'm good. I'm saying, listen, I can't even put up with the fucking fake eyelashes and the makeup and the BBLs and all this cosmetic surgery and all this shit that chicks are doing out here to so-called make themselves look good. I can't deal with it. I can't deal with it with the kids. I can't deal with it with the women my own age because they doing the same shit. I'm like, man, y'all need to chill. But I'll be goddamn if I'm going to be able to put up with popping gum and thinking that Cardi B and Glorilla and all these other, like, man, I can't do it. I can't do it. Shit. I still say that Lil' Kim was regular. No, she was so cute. She's all right. Yeah, she was regular cute. Stop the bullshit. I'm saying she was so pretty. Why did she do all that stuff to herself? Because she didn't think she was pretty. And she was all right. She's a regular, you know, regular little chick around the way. I wasn't gassed by that shit. I seen her in person. Like, how you see these people in person and you still all... I guess they never seen them in person. Bottom line is that mentality. You know what I mean? You can think nothing is wrong with wearing a lot of makeup and, you know, all those extras. People don't understand that there's a mentality behind that. There's a mentality behind it, and it's not a mature mentality. It's not. It's not. So how do you deal with that day in and day out, day in and day out, looking for validation day in and day out? And that's what we associate young people with. They are looking for validation. They are looking to find themselves. They are looking for somebody to tell them that they're cute and that they're handsome and that they're all right and that everything is good and that they're right. They need that. They're not old enough or mature enough or experienced enough to make those decisions and be sure of them on their own. They're not there yet. So how the fuck are you where you're supposed to be way past that, but you going back and grabbing that? But you allowing them to stay in the space that they are. Which kind of makes sense because you know damn well if they are deep into that space where they are, you can't bring them up to where you are because you ain't where you supposed to be either. You ain't there neither. Stacey White says Mary J. Blige hip hop. Yeah, Mary J. Blige is our age. I know she's my age. I think she was born in 71. I was born in 70. She was born in 71. And so Jones says, Super Bowl halftime show. They have no clue who Mary J. Blige and Dr. Dre was. Who had no? I don't know about that. They might not have wanted. They might not have agreed with putting them in the Super Bowl. But they knew who they was. That was a dope Super Bowl last year. I really enjoyed it. Wait a minute, who's performing tomorrow in the Super Bowl? Who's performing? Who's performing in the Super Bowl this year? Oh, God, no. Oh, Rihanna, right? Okay. Phew. Who else? Can't just be... I hope it's not just Rihanna. I kind of liked it when the Weeknd did the Super Bowl. I like the Weeknd. Dope. Okay, anyway. All right, so Riri will be doing the Super Bowl tomorrow. Does she have out new records? Is she going to go out there and model her underwear collection, underwear line? Fenty. I don't have nothing against Rihanna. Stacey White says, my swag, my cool, my confident, everything will be just gone. What you talking about? But yeah, I don't know, man. You know, like, I just have a lot of contempt for what I think may be smacking of pedophilic type of energy. I got a problem with that. And not just because I have a young daughter, but because, I don't know, it just ain't seem right. It just don't jive with me. I mean, all right. I'm not feeling it. And of course, we have plenty of people who feel like, well, you can do whatever you want to do. And that's true. You can do whatever you want to do. You can date whoever you want to date, and you don't owe anybody any explanation as long as everybody is on board and nobody being forced into anything, and when everybody is of legal age. No laws are being broken. Maybe some universal laws are being broken. Maybe some laws of nature are being broken. I mean, you don't never see no full grown lions messing around with no little baby cubs. Oh, that don't mean nothing. You know how trifling they can be in the animal kingdom. I know these cats outside, these alley cats out here, as soon as she start bleeding, or whatever you call, you know, cat puberty, but as soon as she is able to have children, as soon as she go and eat that first time, she getting it. Six weeks later, she carry right, says, the Weeknd was singing about falling in love with the cheerleaders. Than unliving. I know, man. He used to make the best Gotta Kill Him songs. Yeah. He got to grow his hair back. As soon as he got a regular hairstyle or semi-regular, you know, them songs. And this is why some people should never grow up and stop using drugs. Oh, yeah, Babyface is supposed to be in this. Babyface. Babyface, though. All right. Can Babyface perform live? Anybody ever seen a Babyface show? Could anybody beat Babyface in a versus with his catalog of production? Could anybody hang with, who could hang with Babyface? Could Jim, like maybe Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, could they hang with Babyface? Babyface. Who could hang with Babyface? Like his personal catalog, I think he could be beat easily. But his production catalog, could anybody come close? Like if R. Kelly was out, maybe R. Kelly could beat Babyface. Maybe. What do y'all think? Who could beat Babyface? Ansel Jones says Michael Jackson could. No, I don't think he could. Not production-wise. You know, Michael Jackson never produced anybody. But Michael Jackson is dead. Who alive? Who is alive that might be able to beat Babyface in a verse? What do y'all think? Who y'all think? Who y'all think? Who could beat Babyface? And so Joe says R. Kelly. It might take R. Kelly to beat him. Free R. Kelly for verses. There has to be somebody out there comparable to Babyface. But who? Now, you only have to have 20 songs for verses. But his 20 would be so strong. You know, Tony Braxton, Tevin Campbell, Whitney Houston. Like, he's strong. Stacey White says, see you tomorrow. That's why I have a beautiful mother. They was coming at her. Anybody screenshot that? Anyway. We're about to get out of here in a few minutes. We're going to get up out of here. But yeah, man, I mean, this is something that we have to think about. Like, when your daughter and your woman are around the same age, when your man and your son are around the same age, we're like, what lessons are we teaching our youth? What are we saying to our youth, our children, our babies, our community, our society? What are we saying to them when we date young like that? Because, you know, honestly, you might think we're not saying anything to them at all. You do what you want to do. Stacey says, sayonara. This is your third goodbye message, Stacey. She says, sayonara. That's why I had a beautiful mother. Mother's Day was coming at her to the young one that was my age. Oh, okay. Now I see what you're trying to say. I see what you're saying. All right. Your face, what you doing? All right, man, look, we about to do these birthday shout-outs. Yeah, man. We're going to do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. February 11th, and they just be acknowledged. about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box, Wanda Taylor, turning 53 years old today, and Linda, Second Page Washington. Happy birthday to you, Second Page. And also Debbie Reynolds, happy birthday to you. And my baby brother, my blood baby brother, T-Ready. And he has T-Ready and T-Say-Go, but we know him as Terrence. I know him as Tance. My baby brother, Tance. Happy birthday to you, baby Bo. 32 years old. I can't even believe it. Anyway, Shelly Hicks turning 72 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Albert Stacy turning 61 years old today. And Donna Kirkland. Go get her, my girl, Donna. Donna Kirkland, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my girl Kim Covington, turning 60 years old today. Kim Covington, international singer. I think she do a thing over in France, Italy, somewhere like, you know what I'm saying? She don't be over here on stateside a lot. But she got it going on over there. Happy birthday to you, Kim. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And anyone else out there who shares his birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious February 11th. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock, dance, dance, rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, if you want to date young, you can date young. If you want to date young, ma'am, you can date young too. It's going to have an impact on what you do. And the society has something to say to you. And maybe you don't care. And maybe you don't have to share. But I'm going to tell you like this right here. You can do whatever you want in your life, but you have to understand some things are trifling. They might come back on you. You might have to look at that through a different lens. But all my ladies and men, you have to understand that we have to do the best that we can. Well, your object of your desires is the thing that will take you low or higher concentration. Date responsibly. Love responsibly. Can we do that? Can we just date responsibly and love responsibly? Can we work on it? Peace. All my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock, 1:30, whatever, for another Urban Therapy with Sun show. So y'all have a great weekend. Go Eagles. Yeah, tomorrow. Tomorrow, Super Bowl Sunday, baby. I can't wait. We got to pick up that second ring and do our thing. Pick up that second ring and do our thing. Pick up that second ring and do our thing. My man Jalen Hurts is the king. All right. So, yo, Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah, 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 yeah.